Selke Theater announces the election year production of Occupy Your Mind, a provocative new piece crafted by the Obie Award-winning New York City theater ensemble, The Civilians, from Occupy Wall Street Interviews. Occupy Your Mind is directed by Selke's artistic director, George B. Miller, and will be performed at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Lehigh Valley for two shows only, this Friday, October 12th, and Saturday the 13th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The Civilians are known for their original pieces investigating real-life topics and people. They began collecting, transcribing, and performing stories from the Occupy movement in September of 2011, resulting in the Occupy Your Mind project. These intimate interviews reveal the thought-provoking and unexpected, the infuriating and the hilarious, the communal and the personal stories of the ongoing display of discontent and hope that is Occupy Wall Street. The voices on stage in Occupy Your Mind explore the colorful beginnings of the movement through the massive midnight police action that cleared the encamped protesters from Zuccotti Park. Young and old, black and white, Tea Party members and anarchists alike, they share their thoughts on this dynamic exercise in democracy. Selke Theater's diverse cast is made up of actors from as far afield as New York City, many of whom have previously worked with George Miller at the Theater Outlet and with Selke at Electric Cal, the Green Play Festival, and Howard Zinn, Voices of a People's History of the United States. Selke Theater's co-founder, Kate Scuffle.
We're actually producing is something called Occupy Your Mind, and it's based on a performance piece developed by The Civilians, an award-winning New York theater company who specialize in pieces created out of interviews. Ever since mid-September when Occupy Wall Street first started up, they were smart enough to be sending folks down to Zuccotti Park to do interviews and then start doing interviews with folks from other Occupies, and they've been archiving all this. They themselves showcased the material every 3 months. They were doing it at the Public Theater up in New York and occasionally at Judson Church. They would do an audio tape for a podcast, a videotape, and the transcriptions. They're archiving it all. It's all online. Coming up on the one-year anniversary of Occupy, they were encouraging other artists to take this material, to perform it throughout the states, and encouraging us to interview people in our area. And we're going to build a national archive of material in the moment. We've selected about 2 hours worth of material.
Mm-hmm. And it's a wide variety of subjects. It goes anything from people's comments on fracking to organizing to unions.
Selke Theater Artistic Director George B. Miller.
Anti or pro Republican or Democrat, it's human.
Just an oral history of what's been going on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think what was interesting too for me, and I think probably what the civilians were looking at, I had the good fortune to go up to Zuccotti Park. It was an incredibly diverse, an exciting moment. I don't know what people's preconceived notions would be, but I found it pretty exhilarating. And I think they've captured the cross-section of ages, of race, of background that came to be the Occupy. And I really love that some of the voices, like I said, really, there's a fellow there who's a Tea Party member who goes down because he's there for he's in New York for a family reunion and goes down to check it out and realizes he's got a lot in common with everyone there and his feelings about what's wrong or right with the country.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a person from Venezuela who admits that his son, being a part of this organized Occupy, helped him lose his fear of what's happening in the world.
A thread I note that runs through it, which is really interesting, it kind of struck me, a lot of people speak about, especially the younger people who have grown up on screens, on computers, they talk a lot about community, being accepted, feeling useful, feeling heard, feeling embraced, feeling safe. And I think there's a whole nother level of something there to think about what we are yearning for. Because it was such a spontaneous movement. My sense was that the success of the initial encampment kind of took everyone by surprise a little bit because people really wanted to be there. And much like the Arab Spring, it just was very spontaneous in many ways.
And, you know, some people might think that a lot of these people are undesirables, but these are the voices of people who are psychologists, who are policemen. They range from somewhere around 20 to about 70. These are their voices, and these are their thoughts.
One of the things that I really want to add, if audience members are concerned, one of the things the civilians done that's lovely, if you just had a string of people come up and talk, it's kind of, you know, not really monitored. They developed an ear over time. You'd start to know when you had a really lovely interview going on. They've been edited and shaped, and the evening shaped in such a way there's a lot of humor, a lot of warmth, very distinctive, funny, enjoyable characters. So it's anything but pontificating and preaching. It's like not at all. It's just the kind of wonderful celebration, really. I think my favorite sign really sums up the sense of the evening. With the favorite sign I saw at Zuccotti constantly was Another World is Possible.
Selke Theater co-founder Kate Scuffle. I also spoke with Selke's artistic director George B. Miller, who directs this play. Occupy Your Mind will be presented at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Lehigh Valley, 424 Center Street, the corner of Center and Wall in historic Bethlehem. Performances are this Friday, October 12th, and Saturday the 13th. Shows are at 7:30 p.m. Reservations are available by calling 610-351-3526 or by email at blueselkies@aol.com. Seating is limited. Reservations are strongly suggested. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.